is up, everyone? Welcome to the Gridiron Fantasy Football Podcast for Friday, October 1st, 2021. And I am Chip, and I'm your host, and thank you so much for listening today. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for joining us as well. If you'd like to share our podcast, you can find us over on Apple and Google Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Pandora. If you'd like to watch us, you can watch us on YouTube at Gridiron Fantasy Football, and that's where we do our waiver wire video podcast and our injury updates on Saturdays. So that's where you see most of the videos for that there. So please hit subscribe so you don't miss any more episodes on that. But today we're going to be doing the starts and sits for week four. And this podcast was going to be out yesterday, but I accidentally had to record it. I had it set for publishing on the podcast platforms and I had my time wrong and all that stuff. So I'm missing the Thursday night game with this, so the game had already been played. So unfortunate, it happens sometimes, but just a little logistic error on my part. But I got you all the starts and sits and weekly matchups from here on out. So let's start with some of the news that took place on Thursday. Now, Thursday night, DJ Chark went down with an injury. He was diagnosed with a broken left ankle, and he'll be out probably for the rest of the season. Which means that Laviska Shenault, he had a pretty good game Thursday night, and Marvin Jones' value goes up, target share will go up, and you know, James Robinson had a very good game too. So I think overall, bad for DJ Chark. Anyone who owned DJ Chark, I actually dropped in my league because I had picked up some other key free agents, but it just sucks to see a player get hurt. But you know, on the fantasy front, that it's good news for like Laviska Shenault and people that we'll probably get a higher target share for that, but hopefully he recovers quickly and he's be able to, you know, be healthy for next season and go from there. And then some injury news, a lot of updated news on the guys that we already know that were injured. Dalvin Cook, he continues to remain limited in Thursday's practice. He's dealing with his ankle injury. It's very interesting to kind of see exactly what's going on with him. It doesn't seem like he has a high ankle sprain, but he should play this weekend. If not, Alexander Mattison will be the starter. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm a Dalvin Cook owner and I really need him to play, but it just seems very vague on what type of injury he's actually dealing with. Cause if it's a high ankle sprain, he would not, even be practicing right now. But you know, it's one of those things that hopefully he's healthy to play. He's been practicing limited fashion all week so far. And, you know, today's injury report will let us know a little further, but you know, he didn't practice all last week and it seemed like Mike Zimmer was okay with him playing and then he didn't. So we'll just have to see what happens with Dalvin Cook. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett is dealing with a hip. He did not practice on Thursday. He took a really interesting hit on Sunday and he left the game and well not so he may not be healthy to play on Sunday, but that's why I do my updates Saturday injury updates on YouTube because I want to get all of the information that I have, you know, in my prediction on if they're going to play or not. But as of right now, you know, it's not when people are not practicing later on in the week, it's not a good sign from them playing, you know, in on Sunday in week four. So we'll have to see. Melvin Gordon, he's dealing with a lower leg and rib injury. He was limited in Thursday's practice. So based on that, you know, that's something to monitor as well because I'm a Javonte Williams owner. So if Melvin Gordon is not going to play Sunday, I'm starting Javonte Williams, and hopefully he gets, you know, a pretty decent game out of that with Melvin Gordon being sidelined. Then Andy Dalton, he is practicing in a limited fashion. He has a knee injury. It seems like he's going to play. It looks like they're going to bench Justin Fields and start Andy Dalton again. And there's a lot of talk about this situation in Chicago, about how it seemed like Matt Nagy purposely made Justin Fields look really bad on Sunday to justify starting Andy Dalton. And a lot of the, like the, you know, people on ESPN and NFL Network are making good points is that they had Justin Fields since the draft. And how did that become the scheme that they had played for him? It just looked like they didn't even care that he looked like trash. Like they just tried to make him look like trash on purpose. I'm not saying that that's the case, but a lot of people are calling for Matt Nagy's head right now because of that poor coaching show that he had on Sunday. So we'll see, but looks like Andy Dalton's probably trending upwards to play. Then this was surprising. Chase Claypool, he was limited on Thursday with a hamstring issue. So You know, we got Deontay Johnson. We got, you know, he's banged up. You got Chase Claypool banged up. You got Juju banged up. You know, that whole team is just banged up. And the Steelers are just a show of themselves right now. So we'll continue to monitor that as the week and weekend progresses. DeAndre Swift, he was limited with the groin injury. He's been dealing with this groin injury all season and all preseason. He plays every week, so I think it's just something that they have to put him on the list because he's dealing with some type of ailment. But it looks like he's not in any concern of him not playing on Sunday, so he should be good to go. Jonathan Taylor, he was limited on Thursday with the knee injury as well. And lastly, so was Julio Jones. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. He did not practice on Thursday. So Titans could be without A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, which does not seem good for a person like Derrick Henry because, you know, Derrick Henry is the one that, you know, gets that offense running, but they also need some of that passing game. And it's not going to look very good for Ryan Tannehill and the Titans if Julio and A.J. Brown, I mean, A.J. Brown's going to be out, but like Julio Jones, not good. And him dealing more soft tissue injuries, that's something that we've always dealt with Julio Jones. And that's why I stay away from him in fantasy just because of that. But it just seems like Julio Jones just back at it with soft tissue stuff, which sucks because he's a very talented player. And hopefully he will play, but we'll see. So that's all the news that took place on Thursday. So let's go ahead and go into the matchups for week four. And we're going to start off with Washington versus Atlanta. And from my starts in this game, I think in two quarterback leagues, I think you can play Matt Ryan and Taylor Heinicke. I think that Heinicke brings some value. They have a good offense. So I think that this definitely is a startable scenario if you're in two quarterback leagues. You're obviously at running back, you're starting Antonio Gibson. Mike Davis, you're going to start him. Wide receivers, you're starting Calvin Ridley, Terry McLaurin. Tight end, you're going to start Kyle Pitts and Logan Thomas. And then you're going to start Washington D versus the Atlanta Falcons. And then I have nobody that you will sit in this game. But in the flex position, I think Cordarrelle Patterson is a good flex. And so is JD McKissick. I think the first game of the season with JD McKissick was a fluke. So I think that he'll do well just as a flex in this game. And then moving on to the Texans versus the Bills. You're going to start, obviously, Josh Allen. I'm expecting a massive game. I know Josh Allen had a big game last week. But, like, this has to be the Stephon Diggs. I'm a Stephon Diggs owner. This has to be the get-right game for Stephon Diggs. I can't imagine him having a juicy matchup and him not having, like, 20 to 30 fantasy points. I hope he does. But it's one of those things where it's hard to, like, see if that's really going to happen. I mean, he's been kind of... He hasn't been doing what he used to do last year, but hopefully that this is the get-right game. So you're going to start Stephon Diggs. You're starting Brandon Cooks. I think, you know, Brandon Cooks is he's doing well. It seems like regardless of who the quarterback is, he's going to get the targets, and he's breaking out this year, so it's good for him. Let's talk about the Bills D. You can start them. You're sitting every Houston running back. You're not going to try to figure that out, so you're not going to start any running back in that backfield. Flex-wise, I think Zach Moss deserves a flex consideration here because Zach Moss, I think, is becoming the starter now in Buffalo. I think that he warrants a flex position this week. Cole Beasley and Emmanuel Sanders, I think, both have enough target share where they're comfortable in the flex. Boom-bust is Devin Singletary just because of the usage of Zach Moss. I think Devin Singletary is almost getting close to being benched and probably droppable as long as Zach Moss continues to trend upwards. So he's a boom bust for me. And then Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox has been doing pretty good this year. He's gained a decent amount of targets. He had a good game last week. So if Josh Allen is throwing five touchdown passes, you assume Dawson Knox would be one of them. He did last week, but with that same statement, you would think Stephon Diggs would have a touchdown last week and he didn't. So I think he definitely is a boom bust for me just because I just want to continue to see consistency from him. And then moving on to the Lions versus the Bears. You know, here I think that this is really not good options when it comes to like the quarterback position. I think that if you're in desperate need for a two quarterback league, you can play Jared Goff and Justin Fields or Andy Dalton depending on who's the starter. But I still think that I think you can find better options there. At running back, you're definitely going to start DeAndre Swift. You're going to play David Montgomery. And I think you can play Jamal Williams there. I think Jamal Williams is more of a flex for me in this game, but you know, he definitely can be in your lineup this week. At wide receiver, you know, Allen Robinson, he's there. I think Allen Robinson is, he's not doing very well this year, and that has nothing to do with him. He's super talented. It has everything to do with the quarterback play. So I think that Allen Robinson can still be played. He's just looking at more like a wide receiver two now. And then let's see, from the other standpoint for wide receivers, I really don't like Darnell Mooney here. I don't like Quintez Cephas for the Lions. I mean, they're more like boom bust guys. I mean, if you're in a bigger league with bigger rosters than possibly. Tight end wise, you're definitely going to play TJ Hockenson. And then Cole Kmet, he's a boom bust for me. But I think the Bears defense are warranted of a start here against the Lions because Jared Goff can be turnover prone. So I think that that's a decent play there for defense. Let's go to the Panthers versus the Cowboys. So we didn't think this was gonna be a decent game, but I mean, we got the 3-0 Panthers versus the surging Dallas Cowboys. You're obviously gonna play Dak Prescott. In two quarterback leagues, I think you start Sam Darnold. At running back, you definitely can start Zeke. You're playing Chuba Hubbard in place of Christian McCaffrey. Tony Pollard, to me, he's more of a flex for me. I think he's warranted more time to feel a little more confident in that flex role. So that's a good spot for me for him. At wide receiver, I mean, you're playing DJ Moore, you're playing CeeDee Lamb, you're playing Amari Cooper. Those are the definite starter guys. The boom bust guys are Robbie Anderson, Terrace Marshall Jr. Those two are guys. I mean, Terrace Marshall could and Robbie Anderson could get more targets with Christian McCaffrey out, but it seems like Darnold favors Terrace Marshall more than Robbie Anderson. So if I had to choose between the two from a consistent standpoint, I'm probably going to play Terrace Marshall over Robbie Anderson because it's been volatile for Robbie Anderson all week. And then at the tight end position, you know, I mean, you can take your chance with Dalton Schultz. He's been decent, but he's a boom bust for me. And then you're not playing any guy on the Panthers when it comes to the tight end position. And no defense this week on this game. I just think that the Panthers are a good defense, but I don't think it's good enough to start against the Cowboys, or the Cowboys will score points, especially if they're down. Let's see. Let's go to the Colts versus the Miami Dolphins. So this may be an ugly game overall, but I think that there's some pieces here that you can start in fantasy. At quarterback, I don't think you're playing anybody. You can sit Jacoby Brissett and Carson Wentz. They're not warranted to start here. And at running back, you know, Jonathan Taylor, it depends on how his knee feels. He's a startable piece. You know, Myles Gaskin, he's more of an RB2 in this game, but I think you can play him. Nyheim Hines, you know, he has always been more of a flex. At wide receiver, you know, not really great options. Not anybody that you really have to start here, unless you like are in three wide receiver, you know, roster setups. I think Michael Pittman is a decent play here, especially if Carson Wentz is the quarterback. Jalen Waddle, I mean, if Tua's the quarterback, it'll be more of a, I feel like more comfortable in the flex, but I think he's more boom bust just because of, I think every Dolphin quarterback, as long as Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback, I think they're all boom bust for me. There's not really anybody that I want to play in this game from the wide receiver position other than Michael Pittman. And then at the tight end position, I think Mike Gesicki, I think that's the one guy that could be a little bit safer because he's kind of the safety outlet for quarterbacks, the tight end position is. So I think Mike Gesicki is the tight end that you can play. And then from a defense standpoint, I think you can play the Dolphins in the Dolphins defense against the Colts. Even though the Dolphins are not doing very good on offense, I do think that they're definitely good enough on defense to kind of cause you to have a decent fantasy outing with them. So let's go over to the Browns versus the Minnesota Vikings. Let's see here. At quarterback, I think, you know, with Kirk Cousins, I think he's playing well, you know, and I think Kirk Cousins is warranted to start. You know, he's kind of that fringe QB1 this week. So if you're in two quarterback leagues, he's definitely playing on your roster, especially, and also Baker Mayfield. I think both of them are more two quarterback league, you know, QB2s this week. At running back, you're going to play, if Dalvin Cook is playing, you're playing Dalvin Cook. If it's not playing, Alexander Mattison will take that spot. So you're playing Dalvin Cook or Alexander Mattison. You're playing Nick Chubb. And then you got Kareem Hunt. He's startable every week just because of the usage for him. So I think you're playing all the running backs in this game. At wide receiver, you're obviously playing Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. You're playing Odell Beckham. He had a decent target share last week. He looked pretty decent. You know, a boom bust for me in this game is KJ Osborne. You know, just because the fact that he could get a big play here and there, but I'm not relying on that. And then at tight end, you know, this is kind of crapshoot too. These are boom bust guys. Like Tyler Conklin's dealing with an ailment, so he may or may not play. So, but if he is playing, he is getting different decent target share. So he's a boom bust. Austin Hooper's a boom bust. David Njoku's a boom bust for me. And then so is Harrison Bryant. So tight end wise, I just don't see a very good option. I think you can find better options there. And defense wise, there's not really a defense I feel comfortable having you guys start in this game. But let's go on to the Giants versus the Saints. Quarterback wise, I do think that Daniel Jones, it's a tough matchup. I think the Saints have a good defense. I'm playing the Saints defense in fantasy. Like I'm using them against the Giants just because of they're missing some weapons. But I do think Daniel Jones is a decent QB2 this week and two quarterback. I think you can play him. Jameis Winston, you know, other than his first game of the season, like he's just not playing very well. And so he's not, the thing about Jameis Winston, he's not having the volume like he was having in Tampa. You know, I think I saw a stat where I don't think he's thrown more than 22 passes in a game. That's not a good enough volume right now for a quarterback, and that's not going to convert into fantasy points. So I don't think Jameis Winston is a startable piece this week. I think you can bench Jameis Winston, especially in two quarterback leagues. I'm sure you have better options. At running back, you're obviously playing Alvin Kamara. You're playing Saquon Barkley. There's no question there. At wide receiver, this is where it gets a little tricky because Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton will be out in this game. I think that Kenny Golladay makes an interesting piece here. I still have him as like a wide receiver 3. I don't have him any higher than that. But I think that he can definitely, you know, be a beneficiary from having those two guys out. My boom bust here is Marquez Callaway. He had a touchdown last week. But any other wide receiver, I'm really not really excited about in this game. At tight end, I don't like any tight end. You know, even though Evan Ingram is back, I want to see more of him before I decide to feel like comfortable playing him. So I'm not playing Evan Ingram or any of the Saints tight ends. It's just too volatile for me. And then I think, like I said, you're playing the Saints defense. I think that's a good matchup for the Saints defense, especially if you're streaming defenses. So let's go on to the Titans versus the Jets. This is going to be a freaking ugly game. The Jets are just looking awful right now, but it is what it is. I think Ryan Tannehill, I think you can play him. You know, he's a fringe QB1, but in your two quarterback leagues, you can play him. But he's going to be without A.J. Brown for sure. Julio Jones, possibly there. You're not playing Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson, it deserves to be on the bench until he's shown that he can have some consistency and not turn over the ball, especially in two quarterback leagues. The running back position, I think Derrick Henry is obviously he could have a monster game, but if they have no one to pass the ball to, I mean, Derrick Henry could get stopped and he may have one of those rare ugly games, even though it's a good matchup. For the Jets, you know, Michael Carter, he's starting to get more of the snaps and more of the carries, so you can probably play him in the flex based on your options. But if you have better options, I would go with those. But Michael Carter in this game for me is a flex. Ty Johnson, he's a boom bust for me just because, you know, a timeshare. And Michael Carter seems to start getting the majority of the work now. At wide receiver, like I said, I mean, if Julio Jones plays, you play Julio Jones. Corey Davis, he's more of a wide receiver 3 for me. Elijah Moore, he's dealing with concussion issues, so he may or may not play. But even so, he's not a guy that I'm going to play for comfortable playing. He's not having a good season so far. When it comes to the defenses, I think that the Titans defense is a good defense to play against the Jets. We've seen how bad Zach Wilson can be, how much he turns over the ball. So I think that this is a good game for that, to play the Titans defense if you're streaming. Now we're going to go to the Chiefs versus the Eagles. Let's see here. Obviously, you're playing Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. You're playing Jalen Hurts. At running back, you're going to play Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's more of an RB2. Miles Sanders, an RB2 for me. Then Kenneth Gainwell, you know, he's a boom bust slash flex for me. I think he gets enough work, but it just seems like they just don't have a running game right now. He's used more in the passing game, so that's not a ride I'm willing to go on with that Kenneth Gainwell. So there's not really a lot of pieces I would like to start on the Eagles. At wide receiver, you're obviously going to start Tyreek Hill. Devontae Smith, he's more of a wide receiver three for me this week. So is Jalen Reagor. Mecole Hardman, he's a boom bust just because he can get you that long play or he gets you nothing at all. Tight end wise, you're obviously going to play Kelce. Dallas Goedert's going to, you know, be a startable tight end this week. Zach Ertz, I mean, he got a touchdown last week, but he's more of a boom bust guy for me. So that's that for the tight ends. And then defenses wise, you're not going to play any of the defenses. I just don't think there's better defenses out there for you to play if you need to. All right, now we're going to go to the Cardinals versus the Rams. This is going to be a good game, I think. I think that this might be the game of the week. You know, I'm going to be going for the Cardinals because they beat my Buck. The Rams beat my Bucks, so I'm a little bitter about that still. But you're going to start both Kyler Murray and Matthew Stafford here. Tough matchups for the Cardinals just because of the Rams defense, but you can still play both quarterbacks. Running back wise, I got Chase Edmonds as an RB2. I got Sony Michel as an RB2 slash flex. Same for Daryl Henderson. I'm hoping Daryl Henderson plays. So if he does play, he should be more of an RB2 for me. And James Conner, he's more of a flex. I think James Conner, it warrants a flex position because he gets the goal line carries. So I think that, you know, he's definitely, he's been safe, I think, in that flex position role. At wide receiver, you know, you're playing Cooper Kupp, you're playing DeAndre Hopkins. Robert Woods is more of a wide receiver two fringe, wide receiver three for me this week. Christian Kirk, you know, depending on what happens, if DeAndre Hopkins gets locked down by Jalen Ramsey, I can see a world where Christian Kirk or Rondale Moore could have big games. So if you want to play them, they're more boom bust for me. So is AJ Green. But I think that because of DeAndre Hopkins probably being followed by Jalen Ramsey, I think that these other guys could have decent games. That's for the wide receiver position. Tight end wise, I think you can play Tyler Higbee. I think this would be a good game for him. And then defensive wise, I don't know. I think you can play the Rams defense because they're a good unit. I have the Rams in one league. I got the Saints instead. Like, so I kept the Rams on my bench, but then picked up the Saints. And then in my other league, I'm playing the Steelers defense over the Rams. So I don't know. I may switch that out, but it's just one of those things where I think this could be a high scoring game, especially how dynamic and how good Kyler Murray is playing right now. But this is a division game. Things can happen like that where weird things happen. But I guess they're more of a low end number one defense this week. Let's go to the Seahawks versus the 49ers. This can be a good game as well. Good division games. Quarterback wise, you're playing Russell Wilson. I'm not playing Jimmy Garoppolo. He's just not doing enough for me to want him, even in two quarterback leagues. At the running back position, you know, Chris Carson. He definitely play Chris Carson. Now, this is going to be interesting for me with Elijah Mitchell or Trey Sermon. You know, Elijah Mitchell, like, how many people actually played? They spent all this fab on him, and who actually played Elijah Mitchell yet? I mean, it seems like you pay so much money for him and then really hasn't gotten anything out of him. So he could, if he's active, I think he's definitely a flex consideration that bumps down Trey Sermon to being more of a boom bust guy just because Kyle Shanahan does like using two running backs. They're usually successful in this scheme. But I think that if Elijah Mitchell is inactive, I think Trey Sermon's a decent RB2 slash flex. At wide receiver, you're playing DK Metcalf. You're going to play Tyler Lockett as long as he's active, obviously. Debo Samuel, I think he is a startable guy. He's more of a wide receiver two. And I have Brandon Ayuk here as a boom bust guy. He had a good game last week, which is good. However, let's start to see some consistency out of Brandon Ayuk, so he's more of a boom bust for me. At tight end, if he's healthy, you're playing George Kittle. You're not playing any other tight end in this game, and you're not going to play any defense in this game just because they're just bad units right now. And then let's go to the Ravens versus the Broncos. And if Lamar Jackson's dealing with an illness, so I think that obviously if he's healthy, you're playing him. Teddy Bridgewater, that's more of a question mark for me. I think that he's in that QB2 range. So if you're in a super flex or two quarterback league, you're going to play Teddy Bridgewater. It's going to be a tough outing for him, but he's been playing decent. They're 3-0 and they're being pretty efficient on offense. So not a bad call overall. Just have low expectations. Running back wise, a lot of these guys are just really fringe RB2s, flexes. Like, even if Melvin Gordon plays, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, they're all going to be, you know, flex positions for me. Tyson Williams, he's more of a boom bust for me. So is Latavius Murray. You know, Williams was doing good the first couple. Talking about Tyson, he did decently, you know, and then they just didn't do well last week. And Latavius Murray, like, he's just a guy that could get you a touchdown here and there. But I don't think I'm willing to start these guys. If I had to start them, they're going to be more a flex for me. At wide receiver, you know, I'm okay playing Cortland Sutton because he's going to be more of a wide receiver two in most lineups. He's going to get the volume. He has a tough matchup, but he definitely will get the volume. I mean, he was shut down last week, which was weird. He had a great matchup and he just didn't do anything last week. Marquise Brown, I mean, he's definitely being consistent. He consistently dropped balls last week. He dropped three touchdowns, but other than that, he's having a decent season. So I think he's a flex for me and, you know, kind of a fringe wide receiver three flex. Tim Patrick, I think he's playable. He's been the most consistent wide receiver right now for the Broncos. And so I think that he definitely should warrant in PPR leagues, definitely a flex consideration. Sammy Watkins, he's more of a boom bust for me. So I'm not going to play Sammy Watkins in this game. Tight end wise, you're going to play both Mark Andrews and Noah Fant. And then defensively, I think you can still play the Broncos and the Ravens, even though they're both tough matchups. I think you can do worse out there. So I think that don't have high expectations, but I think you can still play these defense fantasy wise. Now let's move on to the Steelers versus the Packers. Let's see here. You know, obviously you're definitely going to play Aaron Rodgers. You're not playing Big Ben. Big Ben is, he's not playable anymore. He just looks shot. He looks awful. So he can't be played, especially in two quarterback leagues. Running back wise, if he's active, it looks like Aaron Jones is dealing with an injury, but he should be able to play. Aaron Jones, you're playing Najee Harris. Those are only two guys warranted any type of starter role. Wide receiver wise, you know, obviously Devontae Adams, you're going to play him. If Chase Claypool is active, you play him, but like he's dealing with a hamstring injury, any type of soft tissue stuff, any one play could cause him to go out the rest of the game. So that's, I may pivot. If that's someone else better there, I'll pivot from Chase Claypool. Juju, I mean, he can be flexed, but it all depends on injury status. And then Deontay Johnson, same as him. Everyone else in this game, like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he's a boom bust guy for me. You know, Alan Lazard, all these guys are just kind of guys that I'm not really going to start. Tight end wise, even tight end in this game, I think Robert Tonyan, I mean, you can play him. You know, he's kind of volatile. He can get you a touchdown here and there, but it's not consistent. And the same thing with Pat Freiermuth for the Steelers. You know, he had a touchdown last week, but like, you know, there's just not consistent. These guys are just not consistent. So it's just kind of hard to like tell you guys to start these guys. But if that's the best option, that's the best option. And then defense wise, I mean, Packers, I think because of how bad Big Ben is playing, them being banged up at wide receiver, I think that the Packers can be a decent sneaky play here for fantasy purposes. So I think the Packers defense is a decent defense. Now let's go to the Sunday night game, the Bucks versus the Patriots. I don't know about you, but I have gotten really annoyed with all the promos and all the sports people talking and all the just social media posts. I understand it's a big deal for Brady and Gronk to go back and play in New England as Tampa Bay Bucks, but like during Sunday night football last week, they were playing a song by Adele. It made it so dramatic. It's not like the Patriots are a team that are built to make they're not going to make a playoff run. Like they're playing, not playing very good football. In my estimation, they're going to get just destroyed by the Bucks. The Bucks should not, this game should not be a close game for the Bucks at all. I'll be surprised if this game is, you know, a close one. But The Bucks are banged up. I know the Bucks just signed Richard Sherman, but the Bucks are banged up at corner. So this could be a sneaky play for Mac Jones, but you're playing Brady. I have to play Mac Jones in my two quarterback league. I have Josh Allen as my QB1. And so I have to make an option pick between Mac Jones or Zach Wilson. I'm going to play Mac Jones, because of the depletion of the cornerbacks in Tampa. So that's just my option there in two quarterback leagues. Running back wise, just really guys I'm not really happy about. I mean, you can play them, you know, more in the flex, but Leonard Fournette, you know, Ronald Jones, that's a volatile situation. Damian Harris, now he may get some more work because James White going out, but the two guys that I want to kind of mention on the Patriots is J.J. Taylor. He could be taking that pass catching role, so he may be a guy that we see get more targets and be in third down work. Same thing with Ramondre Stevenson. You know, he may be a guy that gets more carries and, you know, gets more opportunities there, but maybe Leonard Fournette and Damian Harris are the more startable pieces here, with Ronald Jones being like a last ditch, you know, shot in the dark, like, you know, type of situation if you're really hurting at running back. Wide receiver wise, you're playing all the Bucs wide receivers, even though it's volatile. I mean, you're playing Chris Godwin, you're playing Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, you can play him. I think because of target share, you can play Jacoby Myers. I think that he's warranted that. Anyone else in this game, Nelson Aguilar, he's boom bust for me. Kendrick Bourne, he's a boom bust for me. Then going to tight end, you know, I think, I mean, it's hard for me not to think. So you got Antonio Brown, Gronk, and Brady all play for the Patriots. Obviously, with Gronk and Brady being the most iconic ones. I'm just wondering if this is going to be a Brady, Gronk, Antonio Brown game, just to kind of shove it in Bill Belichick's face. It would be funny. So, but you're playing Gronk. I think Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, they're fringe guys for me. The Bucs are not very good on guarding the tight end. So I think that those guys could have a sneaky good game there. And defensively, I think, you know, the Bucs defense, I think you can play the Bucs defense there. It's going to be interesting to kind of see how the Bucs look without, I don't think Sherman's playing this week, but it'd be interesting to kind of see what they do. And then you're not playing the page of defense is garbage. Let's see. Now moving on to the Monday night game. This is going to be a good game. We got the Raiders versus the Los Angeles Chargers. You know, this is going to be hopefully this is going to be a good game. But quarterback-wise, you're playing both Justin Herbert and Derek Carr. At running back, Austin Eckler, you're definitely going to play. Now, when it comes to the Raiders, there was some news that Josh Jacobs was practicing this week. So this is tough for me because Peyton Barber has been doing a great job filling in. So if Josh Jacobs is active, you have to play Josh Jacobs. But Peyton Barber, apparently there's news out there, Gruden said that he has no problem putting Peyton Barber out there. So I'm not liking it, but if this is the best option you have, I mean, people spent a bunch of fab money on Peyton Barber knowing that this is a possibility that Josh Jacobs could be back and then he's going to be the starter. So I think that if Josh Jacobs is active, you have to play them, and then you're going to have to bench Peyton Barber or Kenyon Drake because Josh Jacobs is a starter. So we'll be interested to kind of see how they do that on Monday night. Wide receiver, you're playing Keenan Allen, you're playing Mike Williams. Those are like the only two definite guys you're starting. You know, Henry Ruggs, Hunter Renfro, and Bryan Edwards of the Raiders. They're more boom bust volatile guys for me. So I'm not playing really excited to play any of those guys. At the tight end position, you're definitely going to play Waller, and I think Jared Cook is a decent pick here to play at tight end. And defensively, you're not playing any defenses in this game. So there you have it. Those are all the previews and starts and sits for week four. Now I'm going to do this right now. End up with the positions that have the best wide receiver matchups against the corners. So I know I told you that Allen Robinson, you know, he hasn't been doing well just because of quarterback play. Allen Robinson right now, him, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, DJ Moore, and Tyreek Hill all have really good matchups this week. So hopefully that we see, they're the ones who have the top matchups. So hopefully we see a big game, especially from Stephon Diggs, since we've been kind of waiting for him to kind of have that big game. And I mean, Davante Adams, I think he's going to have a massive game. He always does, but you know, it's just one of those things where these guys have the best matchups. From a tight end position, The guys that have the best matchups here is obviously Kelce, Gronkowski, Kyle Pitts, and George Kittle, and Darren Waller. They all have good matchups. I think like all these top guys have good matchups. So I think these are guys that you can play without any question. So those are the guys who have the top matchups for this week. But that's it for today. Like I said, sorry for the delay on this. It was just a hiccup on my part. But I'll be back on Saturday on YouTube to do my injury updates for week four. And if you have any fantasy football questions, you can either, you know, leave a comment on those videos on YouTube, or you can message me on Instagram at Gridiron Fantasy Football. If you'd like to follow us there, please hit follow. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at the Gridiron Pod. So that's it for today. I hope you guys are able to win your matchup this week. I am 0-3. I am hoping I can win and finally get a win in this league. But I hope I don't go to 0-4. But hope you guys are able to get your matchups figured out and your lineup figured out and win this week. So good luck. And we will be back on Monday's podcast with my reactions to week four. So take care and have a good weekend.